Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Audrey Russo is helping the silent majority to become unsilent. I am Brandon Strock, and you're listening to Audrey Russo at Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. It's clear that the globalists are trying to transform the United States. Our nation's core values and beliefs are being eroded. Is it still possible to push back against this onslaught this late in the game? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Happy to be back again. You know, I'm so happy about the quality of guests you're getting on your show. You really are bringing in some really knowledgeable people on the issues. I think it's terrific.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very grateful for, especially you, grateful for my guests who are quite astute in their areas. And that's what we try to do for the listeners, because they're not getting it. We're certainly not getting in the mainstream media. They're getting propaganda there, and we don't want that. So we're going to jump right in here. Most people don't realize there was an uprising in Iraq. Would you share about that?
Well, there was very serious protests and riots attacking the Green Zone, where the American embassy is in Baghdad. Supposedly, this Sadr, who's one of the Ayatollahs there, the primary one that's caused all the problems in Iraq, even against the United States when it was there. But I think he's fighting now too much influence of Iran on the Iranian government right now. But he's been a big supporter of the mullahs in Tehran, so not sure what his mindset is now. But very serious what's going on there. And of course, you know, the trying to reinvigorate what's going on in Iran with the nuclear agreement there, and the rest of the Middle East is very upset about it, Saudi Arabia, Israel, about us even funding over maybe over $100 million back to Iran again.
Oh my gosh.
You know, everybody keeps talking about Iran and their nuclear capability that they're going to have. Well, from my sources, they already have a nuclear capability.
Yeah. Well, how much has Biden's weakness contributed to what's going on right now?
Well, his weakness is indicated in trying to reverse what Trump did by not negotiating that Iran deal that they had, but actually pulling out of it. So they look at Biden as disabled mentally, not in mental decline. They know he's weak and they know he's a puppet. And so they're going to play everything out according to what they want to do. That would be increased support of terrorism internationally, particularly what's going on down in Yemen. But they're going to stir up everything they can to disturb what's happening in the United States. But, you know, they may back off a little if Biden wants to continue with this further alliance with Iran. Very dangerous, though.
Yeah. Well, under Obama, we first had the IRS, a federal agency, right, weaponized. And now under Biden, we have the IRS is going to be further weaponized. But the FBI has been weaponized to close down any opposing political dissent. For the listeners who may be unfamiliar with how communist countries operate, would you tell us if this is something common in communist regimes?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, you just have to understand the Communist Manifesto, understand how these nations came to an evolving communist government with revolution, tyrannical top-down, placing fear into the people, tamping down the people's rights and freedoms. This has been clearly laid out by all these previous movements toward communism. They've all failed. But yet we have people, particularly in the Democratic Party and others, that continue to want to move the United States to a communist socialist society. And they're doing it by politicizing and militarizing the government agencies and creating fear within the American people. And we have an FBI that's taking the lead in that for sure. But yet, Obama, as he said, he really wanted to form his own private army outside of the armed forces of the United States. And that's really what they're doing in the IRS by arming 81,000 plus IRS agents.
Well, that's pretty frightening considering the IRS does everything with the new math, you know, 2 + 2 equals 5. So I'm not sure I want them, you know, handling a weapon. We've seen some of the training tapes already with the IRS, but why would they do this with the IRS of all things?
Because they want to terrorize the middle class. 48% or so of Americans don't even pay any taxes. So it's a middle class they want to focus. The elitists, the rich people, the wealthy in the United States won't be touched because they have an army of accountants and lawyers that they'll keep all of their wealth, believe me. So this is a purge of the middle class.
Yeah, it continues. You know, we clearly see how our own agencies are being turned against us. Right. How do we reverse this? Or do we do as the Declaration of Independence states, that we remove and replace this failing government because it no longer serves the people?
Well, there are several ways. Number one, we've got to ensure that Americans turn out in droves and remove these left-wing, socialist, communist-oriented politicians that sit not only in the county governments, the state governments, as well as in Congress and the Senate. So that's the first thing we do. We have to have maximum participation this coming November, but you can be assured that the Democrats are going to do everything they can to terrorize the people, create false flag distress, critical situations like forced masking again, creating a crisis at every opportunity. But this is going to be, in the next 70 days, the most massive information warfare that we have seen in the United States against the American public.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Be aware, America. Stand up and make sure you do vote. We got to do that and overpower what they're going to try to do again at the polls like they did in 2020. Is a lot of cheating and a lot of fraudulent voting activities.
Yeah. I'm wondering, since we're almost, you know, we're like in September, what in the world they can come up with now. Since people are a little, most people were confused and taken by surprise when this happened the first time. But, you know, it's shame on you if you do it, fool me once, but shame on me if you fool me twice. So yeah. I think that more people are awake than were awake then. So,
well, I hope so, but yeah. I find a lot of Americans cannot connect the dots of the Great Reset.
Wow.
And what these global elitists are trying to do with their puppets that they've placed throughout the governments in Europe. And Obama's a puppet as well as Biden to all of this. Biden is clueless, of course. Biden is being coached and being directed by Obama, for sure, through Susan Rice in the executive office building. But what's critical really right now, you've got to watch, is the crisis in Europe, the energy crisis. We have an unfolding nightmare occurring in Europe right now.
Yeah.
They're chopping down forest in Germany to get, and that has more than doubled the cost. And so their ability to get the energy they need to keep themselves warm. And here we are nearing September, then in middle October, when the weather really changes in Europe. So there's a real crisis there.
Yeah.
But they need to negotiate a ceasefire in Ukraine right away. This is ridiculous. It hasn't, these sanctions haven't hurt Putin at all, basically.
No.
The price of the ruble against the dollar has risen extremely high. And we also see that he's controlling everything right now. So a ceasefire is what we need, and some kind of a settlement. But, nobody's pushing that.
No, Biden's not pushing it, but he's just still sending money. Why isn't the GOP calling for a ceasefire?
Well, because they're weak. They're not strong enough. They're not enough warriors in the ranks of the Republicans yet.
Yeah.
So we see that's got to be strengthened considerably with new people in Congress representing the people. But then you look at China, you see an increased cooperation between Russia and China now, particularly in military exercises.
Yeah.
You're seeing that happening right now. You're seeing China becoming more aggressive towards Taiwan. And this is going to lead to the objective of the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army in China to take over Taiwan.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize China has recalled most of their students that are in the United States now.
Wow.
And they're recalling a lot of people that are Chinese working in the United States, some undercover and so on. But a lot of these Chinese are being recalled back to China right now.
So is that in preparation for a move, perhaps? Because why else would they do that?
It usually is. Yeah. You want your people to be back within their own boundaries in their own country if there's going to be any kind of a outward aggressive military operation against Taiwan.
So, yeah, that looks like you've said it before that you thought they were going to make a move soon. So this looks
they
like...
They planned it. It's all planned. It's just a matter of making a decision.
Hmm. And this is the time to do it before our midterms, maybe?
Well, yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, I don't know.
You know what the Chinese are thinking. They have their plans, and they can fire the first bullet at any time. We just don't know. But I'm not satisfied we have the generals and admirals today that are prepared to protect America and to do what we have to do to work with our allies in Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and the Philippines, for example. It's just unknown right now how strong that alliance will be to counter anything that the Chinese military does.
Yeah, and many of us don't have any faith in the current military leaders. I mean, for Pete's sake, we're being invaded. We are being invaded on our southern border, and they should be there, and they're not even considering it, are they?
No, they have no plans to neutralize the cartels and take them out of business. We've given them a plan to do that from the Stand Up America Foundation. We wrote the plan to be more aggressive. You can't play defense with the cartels anymore. You got to go on the offense. Yeah. And, you know, I've had feedback say, well, you can't do that. It's a cross-border operation into Mexico. I said, well, they're a national threat. They're killing more young Americans than we've lost in the Middle East in 20 years. They're militarized. The cartels, according to my sources, run Mexico. Yeah. So they got to be taken out of business financially and their ability to conduct these cross-border support operations where we've had, my goodness, I don't even know the count anymore, 2 million to 4 million have come across the border in the last year. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know whether anybody's really counting them or not.
No.
But we have to do something, and it's clear it's a national threat more than an immigration or illegal border crossing the situation.
Right.
It's
yeah.
actually a national threat to the United States, and yet our Defense Department has no plans that we know of to counter that.
Yeah, basically they're yawning about this. They're just not going to do anything. Yeah. Well, you know, the global elites you were mentioning a while ago about, you know, like the WEF, the World Economic Forum, know
right.
what power the people hold if they stand together. That's exactly why they work diligently to divide us. If we work together and stand firm, we can force them to back down. Will we continue in fear and apathy, or will we now stand together?
Well, if we understand and connect the dots and work together, power up as far as the United States is concerned. But I'd like to see the Trump camp start challenging these global elitists, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, who should be in jail. He's a traitor.
Yes.
Bill Gates, who wants this one, no borders, no more meat, buying up land all over the place like the Chinese are attempting to do. And I want to see Trump, if he's going to be our nominee in the next election, they got to start standing up and telling the American people what's really happening.
Yeah, we can't.
And nobody's doing that from the Republican side. I don't see any of the Republicans challenging the global elitist at all.
No, not at all. And the only one that's doing anything as far as putting legislation forward is one woman, okay? Not the men. There's weakness in the men. There's one woman. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene is the only one putting forward legislation, you know, to impeach Biden, to impeach Garland. No yeah. one else is doing this. I'm trying to understand why the Republicans would even think that we would put them back in power when this is what they're doing for us.
Well, they're a better alternative than the Democrats, that's for sure, who are in lockstep to take us into a socialist communist government. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But as I found out, the Republicans just don't have any brilliant strategist. They've got milquetoast McConnell. He's absolutely worthless, head of the Senate. Why they have him out there, I have no idea. But the Republicans, they're just planning that they're going to sweep the elections in November without a real plan other than to put up some of the best candidates I've seen by far that we have in the Republican Party now running for office across the country.
Yeah.
But if they can't get in there and solve our problems, then we're going to be led to a revolution in this country, and it's going to get bloody, I'm afraid.
Unfortunately, yeah. Founder Sam Adams once said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen right. on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. No matter how small our personal act of defiance against this tyranny, it is substantial in ways we may never know." I can give some examples of brush fires of freedom. Every time you see a bumper sticker next to the gas pump reminding Americans of Democrats' war on domestic energy production, that's a brush fire. Every time you see every email highlighting evidence of a 2020 election fraud is a brush fire. Doesn't mm-hmm. everyone have a responsibility to do their part to preserve freedom? And shouldn't we all set our own brush fires of freedom and begin with the coming election?
Yeah, and we are starting to see that at the school board meetings and some of the local elections. We are seeing that happening. But this country will only be turned around by the people and the power of the people. That exert their influence at every level of government, and particularly starting with the down at the local level. So it's up to the people. And Mary, that's why when we formed Stand Up America in 2005, we could see things happening, future things happening in the world and in the country, that we knew we had to stand up for our Constitution and stand up for the people. And I would hope everybody would get behind the Stand Up America Foundation. Go to standupamericaus.org, donate, contribute to us, help us out. We've just published three great books, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, The Reality Prism, and then the third e-book is called The Mindless War. And everybody needs to read that because we explain exactly what is happening, particularly with the global elitist, World Economic Council, the World Health Organization, the Soviet-style actions of the Democratic Party, the militarization that we just talked about. I mean, the FBI needs to be closed down, shut the doors immediately. That's how bad they are. Yes. And I don't buy, Audrey, by the way, that it's just the hierarchy of the FBI. We know that's true. We know the agents down below in the ranks are complicit in supporting what they're doing.
Oh, sure they are. Here's an example. Of the FBI, there's 14,000 agents, okay, special agents. Only 14 whistleblowers out of 14,000, that tells you they're rotten to the core.
Rotten to the core, up and down, yeah. It's like any police force or the military. You know, Nuremberg trials indicated where the Nazi generals were saying, well, we were told what to do. Well, that doesn't hold. No. You let a Nazi like Hitler go wild and do the things he done, and you didn't stand up with all the mass killings of innocent people, innocent Jews, and you say, well, I was ordered to do it. That doesn't hold any water. It's the same thing within the FBI. It doesn't hold any water to say, well, it's just the leadership. If you're complicit in supporting their illegal activities like they did at Mar-a-Lago, then you've got a real problem internally. That's for sure.
Yeah, the FBI needs to be history as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And Paul, tell the listeners again where they can follow and support your excellent work and pre-order, which is about to come out, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, a blueprint for saving our country. Where can they do all that?
Go to standupamericaus.org. I have my email in there. You can contact me directly or any of our staff. Ray DiLorenzo publishes our newsletter that comes out every Saturday morning and a follow-up on Tuesday each week. You can sign up for that. But to support us, we need all your support that we can get because we're doing great things at the foundation.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much again, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you.